It was very insulting to order a writer to go silent. But I am more worried than sour. Worried for my country.
That is the voice of Jamal Khashoggi speaking to the BBC in 2017 about how the Saudi crown prince tried to muzzle him. A year later, U.S. intelligence officials say they believe the crown prince had him killed. Time magazine put Khashoggi's face on its cover this week. He represents Time's Person of the Year, along with other journalists the magazine is calling The Guardians. And we're joined now by NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
So what do you think is the significance of Time highlighting targeted journalists right now?
So let's take a moment and acknowledge. Usually I feel that the Time Person of the Year is a stunt. It's a way, as the media scholar Michael Sokolow points out, to drive sales at what used to be a slow news time. It is not a slow news time anymore. Time has done something really magnificent here. It's highlighted, I think, this question of the suppression of the ability of journalists to do their jobs through killings, in the case of Khashoggi, in the case of the reporters at the Capital Gazette in Annapolis, or through different kinds of repression in Myanmar, with two young reporters who were trying to report on the Rohingya killings there, and also the question in the Philippines, the Duterte regime. They're drawing attention to the idea that regimes can't do this with impunity, that people will pay attention, should pay attention, and they are drawing focus with their very high-profile publication and issue.
You know, what's interesting there, David, is that many of the journalists that Time named are in countries where the governments are not very friendly to freedom of the press. But the journalists at the Capital Gazette in Annapolis are right here in this country, in the United States, where we have, you know, the freedom of the press written right into the Constitution. And it has been a year, and I'm not drawing a connection here between this and that, but it has been a year when people have been talking about some of the president's rhetoric, calling the media the enemy of the people.
Right. I think you're right not to draw a direct line. But I also think it's fair to point out the question of ratcheting up the rhetoric by the president, by some of his allies and some of his supporters against the press. It raises the temperature, and it's a problem. If you think about the bomb devices that were sent to CNN and other media figures not so many weeks ago, that kind of rhetoric clearly played into the thinking of the person that is at least a lead suspect. We're in an age where the publisher of the New York Times has to say to the president, Arthur Sulzberger Jr., it's okay if you want to say we're fake news. You want to criticize us, that's fine. If you call us the enemy of the people, which the president has repeatedly done, if you say that about journalists, you're targeting us for intense rhetorical attack and possibly far worse.
Do you see any hope for the future in terms of changing people's minds to end some of this hostility toward media in countries, including this one, but also places that are run by autocrats?
Well, I think Khashoggi really highlights the problematic dynamic that we have right now, which is that the Saudi regime clearly has financial inducements to offer the U.S. his oil, take certain kinds of contracts with American firms. The president has made clear he will prioritize commerce, that while the murder of Khashoggi, which has been assigned by the U.S. intelligence agencies towards not only Saudi authorities but probably at the direction of the crown prince, and Trump himself says, we are not going to prioritize that. When you have the supposed avatar of free speech in the First Amendment, the leader of the United States government saying they're not going to prioritize free speech in other countries, it gives a lot of leeway for authoritarian figures to act with certain kind of impunity. And you've seen that reflected in attacks on journalists and also imprisonment of journalists.
It's NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thank you.
You bet.